It's Friday, June 20th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbeen. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa underpins the importance of intra-Africa economic cooperation as a driver of national progress. While speaking at State House during a courtesy visit by Nigerian billionaire Aliko Dangote, she called for deeper collaboration to unlock domestic human and natural capital. For News on One, our correspondent Iselma Tapopi.
Nandi-Ndaitwa said only Africans can economically liberate the continent, stressing the importance of harnessing Namibia's vast resources through African entrepreneurs like Dangote to drive sustainable development.
Africa entrepreneurs are the one we are looking at as citizens of this continent for us to move to the next level.
With the dry season intensifying, Windhoek's Fire Brigade is calling on residents to remain vigilant as Assistant Fire Chief Lucas Hatutale attributes the rise in fires nationwide to factors such as dry vegetation, human negligence and the widespread use of open flames.
95% of our fire is caused by human factors. This is such as now open burning of rubbish. It's also caused by cigarette. Wind does not cause fire itself, but it contributes to the faster spread of fire. Felt fire, they occur each year from May toward the end of the year, but the peak is mostly from July through to September. And that is because the wind condition has picked up, and this contributes now to the faster spread of the felt fire.
Speaking at the Commonwealth Business Summit, Obinna Anyanwu, Nigeria's country head for the Commonwealth Enterprise and Investment Council, commended Namibia for its business-friendly stance, noting it was encouraging to see the country positioning itself as open and ready for investment opportunities.
This is my first time in Namibia. So a whole lot of us is our first time, and it is good to be here to see the kind of transformation that has gone on through Namibia and how Namibia is open for business. So what I want to see at the end of this summit is to say that, listen, enough of the talk, let's get to work. Let's turn the Commonwealth advantage into the opportunity it is, and let's build an African Commonwealth resilient economy that works for everyone. Trade and investment that works for everyone on equal partnership. Let's get it done, and we can do it. There are challenges, but it can be done if we set our minds and heart to it and create that common prosperity for all.
Nigeria's company Codex Bio Limited aims to produce millions of HIV and malaria test kits at its new facility near Lagos to supply both local and regional markets, responding to funding reductions from the U.S. Agency for International Development, a company executive told Reuters. The U.S., the largest provider of global humanitarian aid, has scaled back foreign assistance, half of which is channeled through USAID. According to Reuters, USAID funding to Nigeria totaled $740 million for last year. To the U.S., where temperatures are set to soar in the coming days as a heat dome lingers over parts of the Midwest and East Coast. Mitch McCann is our correspondent in New York.
A heat dome occurs when a large area of high pressure traps hot air beneath it, leading to unusually high temperatures. This weekend, the extreme heat is expected to be the most intense in Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Denver, Colorado could reach 38 degrees Celsius or 100 degrees Fahrenheit. And on the East Coast this weekend, temperatures are also forecast to climb well into the mid-30s Celsius or mid-90s Fahrenheit. Jacob Asherman from the Weather Prediction Center told the Associated Press that moisture from the Gulf of Mexico is fueling the muggy weather, something he says is typical for late spring and summer. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has issued its first ever heat advisory for Alaska. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.